Show with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Stupid management.
The people are real. The cases are real. This is
Tom and Ollie. I just called
to say. But also, have you ever noticed, if you eat the hat off a Buffalo Bill, it looks just like Tom?
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Can you stop messing with the opener, Ollie, please?
Bubble O' Bill, Tommy over here. How are you, mate? How's your ice cream face going? Pretty hot, melting. You see your face melting? Don't begrudge me.
You're like a Maxibon,
all
right?
Our listeners call up. They get involved. They say, hey, Tom's got a face like a Buffalo Bill without a hat on. And you get upset about it. What do you want? Do you want involvement? Do you want engagement from the listeners?
Yes. What do you want me to do? You want me to say thanks to John for doing that?
At least just give us a lol, you know?
Lol.
Great. Good fun. How's your day, Tom?
Oh, well, it was good until then.
Well, mine was good all day. Thanks for asking. And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why right now. Now, in a minute, Tom, we're playing a game. What's it called?
It's called I'm Going to the Moon and I'm Going to Bring, obviously because of the big SpaceX missile launch that was today.
Elon Musk. I love that guy.
Elon Musk went to the moon and he's going to bring a Tesla. Am I right?
So a bit of a game coming up, Tom.
Yeah.
Awesome. As well as a bit of Bible chat. If you're a fanatic of the Bible, if you love the Bible and what it says and what it stands for.
Because we ask questions.
You're in the spotlight. But Tom, I am in a good mood. I got some great news today. Came off a misjudgment though.
Ooh.
The good news is coming. I'll share that after Pink Floyd. But if you have done the same thing, if you've misjudged distance, I misjudged distance today.
Distance?
I misjudged distance. Turned that being an actual win, a huge highlight, huge win for me, which you're going to hate because it pertains to an area that you love.
Right.
But 1-3-3-5-3, if you've ever misjudged distance in any format, any area, give us a call.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. No, I'm doing good.
Cool.
Learning to Fly, Pink Floyd, Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Ollie, you know, tonight we'll jump in the pondering pond for...
Deep Thought of the Week.
Sure will. About an hour away, though. Don't get too excited yet, Tom.
Well, I'm going to be teasing it for at least an hour.
Wait till you hear my news, and then you'll be excited. Okay. Well, you already know the news, but you can share in my enjoyment. I mean,
it's pretty funny.
You're the swimmer in our group, in this pairing.
Watch me dive!
More of a bomb, if you ask me.
I do need to work on my diving.
There's three sports you're good at. Swimming,
mm-hmm.
Lawn bowls, and the other one I forget.
Deadlifting.
It's not a sport. Anyway, today I went for a swim, Tom, and probably second swim back for the year.
Yeah.
Anyway, massive revelation when I say to you, hey, Tom, I thought this pool that you go to, I went to your pool for once to change it up. It's outdoors. It was a nice day.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I thought this pool, you said it was 50 metres.
Yeah.
And you said,
definitely it is.
Yes, my friend, it is a 50. And I said, I thought this was 25 meters. And so what it turns out, what now has dawned on me, is that all the numbers I've been looking at in terms of the lengths that I've been swimming last year at my 25 meter pool that I thought it's not 25, it's actually a 50 meter pool. I can double the numbers. I wasn't swimming 700 meters like an idiot. I was swimming 1.5 Ks.
Ben,
talk about a win from misjudging a distance.
I'm secretly super pissed off about this.
Yeah, you would be, because you were probably going to me, oh, Ollie, you know, 400 metres, that's okay for a starting swim.
How was I on the text when you were telling me this? Can you just read back the text?
Let's get back. Because I started late last year, and you were like, yeah, man, go for a swim, it's all cool. I said, hang on, man, this pool's longer than I thought it was. I've been doing more than I thought. And you go... What a bonus. How many up and backs?
Yeah.
So you tried to clarify because you didn't want it to be true, did you?
No, I didn't want it to be true. You said 15, which I'm like, well, that's not an up and back. That's 15 laps.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, then you said, F yeah, you smashed it. But not very excited. Anyway, Tom, I'm pumped. Were you... I'm aware that you weren't swimming today, although you were by the water.
No, I was swimming.
Where?
Just not competitively.
Where?
Well, I went to the nude beach again, Ollie. And right. You don't need... What, every time I go to the nude beach, we need to discuss it on the radio?
No,
jeez, you're such a sicko. Just go there if you want to go there. Stop living vicariously through me.
I don't want to see you naked again.
You can't go.
Mate, I just find it funny to point out the fact that whilst I'm there doubling my numbers, doubling my figures up to 1.5 Ks, you're lounging around like a leathery, naked 60-year-old man.
I'm sorry.
With your twig and berries out.
I'm doing the Stronglifts app, 5x5 workout, and it tells me I need to have a rest day.
It's a lot of rest days.
I was having a rest day.
Does it say go to a nude beach and get your kid out with another bunch of older men?
It says definitely take rest days. Do not. Not take rest days.
Okay. Look, whatever you do in your own time is fine. All I care about is I'm now swimming double what I thought
I was. Tony Abbott being like, whatever you do behind closed doors is cool with me.
I just don't want to know about it. Don't want to see pictures on Facebook. I don't want to know, Tom. But 133353, have you had it? Maybe it was a good thing in my case, a misjudging of distance. I mean, you can misjudge distance.
Last night, I nearly crashed into the car behind me in the car park because I just reversed out. I completely misjudged the distance.
I've got a sensor on the back of my car. You haven't got that?
No. You know what type of car I've got. A little bitchy Getz.
Your Hyundai Getz hasn't got a sensor?
That I bought from my dad.
Even like I'm misjudging pool distances, like when people jump from like the roof in like a stunt into the water and they clip their leg on the brick and it's like, oh, you misjudged that, didn't you?
133353, have you misjudged a distance?
My misjudging was far more beneficial than that kind of thing.
Oh, I was going to jump across the river, but I fell in the water instead.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
I was going to swim 800 metres. I actually swam 1.6 k's. What a legend.
No, 1.4. You were doing 700. Come on.
Other days I've done that, though. Other days, mate.
You say that now. Give us a call, 133353, if you misjudged a distance. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Enter Sandman, Metallica. Could have voted that for the greatest song of all time last night. I like it.
Well, we had Fade to Black, Metallica in there.
I like that one better.
Well, it's the bigger one. It's the bigger hit.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Oh, your song's coming up soon, Ollie.
We did best song of ever last night, Tom, just to clarify for our new listeners.
You said your song is up next.
Stairway to Heaven?
No, Ego.
Okay. Rich from you, isn't it? Rich like a magnum ego, which is what you are. Anyway, Tom, don't get my mood down because I'm up and about with my good news. I misjudged a distance. I misjudged a pool length from 25 meters to 50. But it's a good thing because I now have swum twice as far as I thought I had. But I'm asking if you've misjudged a distance. Have you just got it way wrong? Do we discuss the...
Call us, 133353.
Oh, good call, Tom. I forgot the number.
Yeah, that's fine.
We're discussing your old mate who misjudged places, or is that a different one? When he went to
my ex-boyfriend, when we were still working in Albury doing breakfast radio until we got fired, he was driving to Albury. He came from New Zealand and he's American. It's a very convoluted story.
Can't drive from there.
But he...
From Melbourne, yeah?
He drove from Melbourne to Albury, but instead of Albury...
No, he didn't, did he?
He drove to Albury.
Albury.
Which is like the opposite direction, like towards Adelaide from Melbourne.
But that's a different question. That is, did you get a place wrong? This is misjudging distance, so let's not distract. Shouldn't have brought it up. Sorry.
It's like...
That's Tori. Scott on 133353, did you misjudge a distance?
I sure did, guys. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good, man. I'm riding high on my news. Pretty pumped about that. But what was yours?
Yeah, mate, we were about 8 or 9 and we'd had a few drinks, of course, and we're at a party and we sort of all decided to jump from the grass level into the pool, which was like maybe a metre or higher off the grass level, and I only made it with one leg in. And it was pebble creeted.
So which part of your body made contact with the
let's say the groin area, and I was singing soprano, mate, I tell you that much.
Before or after?
After, mate. Yeah, it was more of a bass before.
You were a baritone before?
Yeah.
Oh, mate, how old were you again?
I was 18, and I tell you what, mate, I had skin off in places you should never have had skin off, if you know what I mean.
You should know better by that age. Well, man, it's not true. I mean,
not when you've had about half a dozen beers, mate. You think you're a superhero.
Yeah, it's true. Thanks, Scotty.
No worries, buddy.
See you, mate.
See you, mate.
Tom, would have thought there'd be some more fun in this, to be honest.
I didn't.
You thought this was no good?
Yep.
Man, it's good stuff.
Is it?
Misjudging a distance? God. Look, it does sound dry.
It's specific.
It sounds dry, but people do it all the time.
Do they?
You crashed a car.
Nearly crashed a car.
Other times, I'm sure you've crashed a car.
You know what? I have never had a car crash. And I've been on the road for nearly 10 years.
You don't count your whole life as a car crash, or? Come on, play your song. Skyhooks, Ego. You idiot. Yeah.
Hey, next we're going to play a game, guys.
Oh, car crash, here we come.
What?
I don't know. Probably a car crash.
You're just filling silence now. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Oh, that's radio. Ego is not a dirty word. Skyhooks, Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We'll get into some religion soon. Is Bible the truth? We'll find that out.
Is Bible the truth?
Is
the Bible?
The Bible the truth.
That's it.
But 13353, let's play a game. I'm playing Rocket Man, Ollie.
Sorry, Tom, just before you move on.
What?
Sorry, just before you move on, I just want to go back. We've got another caller here about misjudging distance. So hold off on your I'm going to the moon and back, whatever that was.
Because we have to
get some more great callers here.
Oh, Matt,
I told you, people are keen for this.
Okay.
Miles, have you misjudged distance?
God. Good afternoon, lads. How are we?
Yeah.
Excellent, Miles. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it.
My first job was putting in bunting and flag poles, you know, outside car yards and stuff like that.
Yeah, good fun.
And I was only 17, first job. My boss misjudged the distance of the flagpole he was trying to replace, and he lowered it down onto high-tension power lines while I was still holding said flagpole.
Oh, you got zapped.
Yeah, I ended up being thrown about 20 metres and spent 3 days in hospital on a ECG machine.
Oh, my God.
Miles, painful?
Unbelievably painful. And, I'd only been on the job for a few weeks, so I wasn't really sure what I was doing. He just said, hold this, and he was sort of lowering it down from the other side with a rope.
Yeah.
And I was actually holding on to the base of the...
Miles went down onto Electric Avenue.
Mate, I told ya. How about that from Miles? That's pretty full on. Is that boring, Tom? I don't think so.
Yeah,
is it?
It's good.
It's good.
Nah, it's good. It just got wordy there at the end. It got specific.
He's repeating himself. But
can we play my game now, please?
Oh, nah, let's stay on this one longer. Yeah. Nah, do your stupid game. Let's hear it, Tom.
Yes.
What do you got?
We're going to play a game called I'm Going to the Moon and I'm Going to Bring. And
I
think it's going to be
long, long time. I don't think... The title and that song don't.
Wait for it. It'll reveal itself. Ready? This one. He's a rocket man, Ollie.
Yeah.
I'm going to the moon and I'm going to bring. Obviously,
a rocket man.
Unless you're hiding under a rock or living under it, you would know that SpaceX launched its powerful Falcon Heavy rocket. For the first time today, Ollie, your mate Elon Musk.
I do love Elon Musk, and I haven't heard the news.
You've only recently got around Elon Musk.
Last week. He's amazing.
Mate.
He's doing some great stuff in the area of electric cars.
So what's so amazing about this huge rocket that got launched today, is that parts of it come back to Earth. So the launcher parts on either side, there's like two helper launch missiles that go off on the side.
Elton and John.
That's funny. Yeah. They return back to Earth, so they can be reused. Usually, they would become space junk.
Yeah.
So he's creating a rocket that can go up and come back.
And they
basically.
Fall in the water, or where do they fall?
No, they literally launch back down.
They land safely
in sync on back onto like big helipads.
Elon,
it's actually insane. You need to check out the footage online of this rocket launching, and then of the two. Massive landing zones touching back down.
Okay. What's the game though, man? What's the game?
Well, here's the thing. Elon Musk, he created Tesla, the electric car.
You haven't got to tell me, mate. I love Elon Musk.
He has sent, on this big Falcon Heavy rocket, he sent a Tesla into space.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about this.
It's basically he's going to the moon and he's going to bring a Tesla.
Don't play this bit. It doesn't work. This song doesn't work in that moment.
So, have you ever played
that game? I've heard him being critiqued, though, for this, because it's just littering. He's just taking an expensive car and throwing it out into the space.
I thought he's bringing it back down.
No, he's just ditching it out there.
Is he?
As like a bit of a, look what I can do.
Oh, he returned the other rockets, though, so he's not that bad. But have you ever played the game, I'm going to the moon and I'm going to bring?
I have not.
Basically, what we do is I say, I'm going to the moon and I'm going to bring a Tesla that's going to start us
off. That's what Elon's bringing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But what you have to do is you have to figure out the pattern and you can ask, you're going to the moon and you're going to bring something and you have to figure out the pattern.
So there are right and wrong answers.
Correct.
Can I bring my...
Would you like to try?
Yes. So you're bringing...
I'm bringing a Tesla.
Can I?
1-3-3-5-3 if you want to get involved, if you want to try and crack the code.
Can I please bring?
Yep.
My Holden Astra. It's a bit of a bomb. Can I leave it out there in space?
Can you bring your Holden Astra? No, you cannot.
Oh, come on, man.
I'll give you one more. I'm going to the moon, and I'm going to bring a carve. Carve spelt C-A-L-V-E.
Okay.
Bring a carve.
Okay.
So now...
You mean a calf? Because a single calf would be C-A-L-F.
All right, I'll bring a calf.
Does that still work?
Both of those work, Ollie.
Okay.
1-3-3-5-3.
You're the cool scout leader on the camp.
I know.
You're the school camp guy who's got the game, he's got the puzzle, and we have to answer to you.
1-3-3-5-3. What are you going to bring to the moon? I'll tell you yes or no if you can come. And we'll see how long this game lasts. All because Elon Musk is bringing a Tesla to the moon. Tom and Ollie, Triple M.
Tom and Ollie, they've got questions. We understand if you do too.
What the hell is that?
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Ollie, Elon Musk's company SpaceX has successfully launched the Falcon Heavy missile, the largest missile to ever be launched into space. It can carry so much stuff. And this is exciting news. Because Elon Musk, the payload was, of course, a Tesla car. Elon Musk essentially is going to the moon and he's bringing a Tesla.
So, being the mature man you are, you've thought of a game, Tom, that this represents or this can be seen as being this game?
I'm going to the moon and I'm going to bring. It's a game you'd play with young children on a road trip. You'd say things like, I'm going to bring a tree and I'm going to bring... a cooking book, and it's like, oh, cool, the pattern's double letters.
Okay, so cooking book is in...
C-double-O-K, cook-double-O.
Ladder.
Tree. Ladder, you could bring that. But what we're bringing...
Is that your rule in this game?
No, it's okay. Not, Ollie. 1-3-3-5-3 in this game, we've already bought a Tesla.
Tesla's in. But my Holden Astra was out.
We've also bought a calf.
Calf.
And a carve.
And a... Which doesn't exist. A yep. Carve does not exist.
Anyway.
That's your error.
Lincoln, you need to say the words, I'm going to the moon and I'm going to bring. What would you like to bring?
I'm going to the moon, I'm going to bring a sausage roll.
A sausage roll.
Smoko, mate. You got to have a smoko.
Lincoln, you can't come, unfortunately. Sorry, mate.
Oh, a chocolate Big M.
He wouldn't come anyway. He can't smoke. See, mate. He just said smoko just because he wants to have a cigarette.
He can't smoke on the
He didn't
moon.
Call for the game. David on 1-3-3-5-3, getting involved, David. Well done. What are you going to bring? And say the full sentence.
A Holden Gemini.
Okay, didn't listen.
We're not going to take your answer until you say, I'm going to the moon and I'm going to bring.
I'm going to the moon and I'm going to bring a Holden Gemini.
You cruel man.
Sorry, Tom. David. You can't come. You can't come.
No worries.
Yeah, no worries. See, good sport. I tried Holden Astra. He tried Holden Gemini.
He's glad he called 1-3-3-5-3. Hung around in the ad break just to say
just for
Holden
you to,
Gemini.
Just for you to play a buzzer sound effect over his answer.
Oh.
Well, I'm befuddled, Tom. I am absolutely bemused.
Well, I'll give you one more. I'm going to the moon, and I'm going to bring half an avocado. 1-3-3-5-3.
You hipster cafe going twat.
Are you going to go to the moon? What are you going to bring? Give us a call. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Million Man, the Rubens. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We'll dive deep into the Bible soon. We'll find out if that's all real. But 1-3-3-5-3, we're playing a game called I'm Going to the Moon and I'm Going to Bring.
Tom, this game you've brought here is either brilliant radio or just super annoying. I can't work it out. So far, I haven't worked out this. It's like a riddle almost, the kind of thing you'd play on a camping trip.
Yeah.
Like a year 9 hike where you're having a horrible time and the camp leader brings out a game to distract all the kids from having a shit one.
You basically have to find out the pattern in which the items of which I'm bringing to the moon. You have to figure out what the pattern is and if you can come to the moon or not.
Now, you've already brought a Tesla to start with, like Elon Musk did today to the moon.
He's launched his Falcon Heavy.
A Tesla's in. Falcon you brought a calve.
Yeah.
half an avocado.
Correct.
I wasn't allowed to bring a Holden Astra, nor a Holden Gemini.
You can't bring
or
a Siggies? Holden Astra.
Or is it Smoko, one of the two?
No, you can't bring Smoko.
All right. So, can I have one more guess?
Yeah, you can have a guess.
Can I bring an apple?
You cannot bring an apple.
Oh, it's so annoying.
Hey, Cameron.
G'day.
You want to come to the moon, Cameron?
Mate, I'm coming to the moon. I'm already going there.
Oh really? Okay. Yeah. What are you going to bring then, Cameron?
Mate, I'm going to the moon, and I'm going to bring a Tesla Powerwall.
You can come. You can come to the moon.
Yeah, but he just said Tesla. He's selling, he had Tesla in the word, so well, it's pretty easy.
Yeah, but, you know, he can come.
I'm going to bring a Tesla
toaster.
One on
Cameron. Now, if you know what it is, don't tell everyone, but don't tell everyone what it is, but you can call up and say, yeah, I know what it is.
You can brag.
That's another good part of the game is it's just super annoying when people know what it is and you don't know what it is.
But if you're going to brag, try and do a humble brag.
Jeff.
Try and do a bit nicely.
Yeah, true. Jeff?
Yeah, if I'm going to the moon, it's a pretty long place, so I'm going to take a blow-up doll and a pump.
Unfortunately, you can't come.
I don't think half of these guys get it, Tom. But there's actually a riddle here. They're just talking about what they want to bring to the moon.
Scott, what do you want to bring to the moon?
I'm going to bring the biggest bloody can of Jack Daniels I can find.
A can of Jack Daniels.
The biggest.
Triple M.
Let me just see about that one.
Oh, what are you going to do?
We've got to have a drink.
How does this game work?
Unfortunately, you can't come to the moon, Scott. I'm sorry.
I'm intrigued as to why you had to Google or at least type it out, did you?
Well, that's interesting. Hey, I'm going to the moon and I'm going to bring abalone. Okay. Oh, Louise?
I'm going to bring a self-portrait.
A self-portrait. Hey. Unfortunately, you can't come.
Louise, what was you thinking in that guess? I'm keen to know.
The first two had an L and F in one of the words.
I thought there was
it
something about L and A, but... Yeah. I mean, half an avocado, yeah, they all have L and A to me, but it's not a very good rule though, Tom, if that's what it is.
Well, let's go over to Wayne, 133353. Wayne, you want to come to the moon, buddy?
Yes, I certainly do, Tom and Ollie.
All right. Want to bring alcohol and cigarettes or something different?
Well, that depends on how I feel at the time, mate.
Yeah, what are you going to bring?
I'm going to the moon and I want to bring Kuhn cheese and Vienna bread.
Kuhn cheese and Vienna bread.
I'm sorry, you can't come, Wayne.
Wayne, do you understand there's a riddle here?
Yeah, some sort of a riddle. I can't quite figure it out yet, though.
Yeah, well, you can't bring Kuhn cheese and Vienna bread. Dean, what do you want to bring?
Hi, Tom and Ollie. I'm going to the moon, and I'm going to bring a DeLorean.
A DeLorean? You can't come.
What is this stupid game, Tom? It's so annoying.
It's good. Hey, Robin.
Hi.
What are you going to bring?
My cat.
You
I'm
can't.
Coming to the moon and I'm bringing my cat.
No, you can't. Not. You can't bring a cat.
No one likes your cat, Robin. No one wants it there.
Ollie, I'm going to bring a balloon. Oh, it's annoying, isn't it?
Okay. Can I have a guess?
I played this the other night on Saturday night after a wedding, and it was the lamest game I've ever played.
You played it at a wedding?
Yeah.
Lame.
Well, after a wedding, anyway.
Can I guess?
Yeah, you want to have a go?
Falcon. Can I bring a falcon?
You can bring a falcon.
Okay.
You can bring a falcon.
Okay. I'm getting somewhere.
Mo?
Yeah, hi.
What do you want to bring?
Alf Stewart.
You can come. You can come, Mo.
I knew it.
Now, Mo, don't say what it actually is, but do you know what it is?
I know the riddle, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
It's good knowing, isn't it, Mo?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I was sort of hesitant there when you said balloon, but then I saw the pattern and yeah.
It's good, isn't it, Mo?
Oh, it's satisfying.
Oh, it feels so good to be in the know.
I know. I get it as well. It's good stuff.
Oh, well, don't try and just chime in. You don't know.
I know.
No, I know you don't know. 133353. We're going to the moon. What do you want to bring?
Oh, we're still going.
Yeah, we certainly are. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Before too long, Paul Kelly and the Coloured Girls. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We'll jump into the pondering pond soon for Deep Thought of the Week. Right now, we're playing a game called I'm Going to the Moon and I'm Going to Bring. It's basically where you have to try and find the pattern in the things that we're bringing to the moon.
It was intriguing, Tom. It's getting closer to being annoying. I've got to say that. But people are... A lot of guesses coming through that are correct. We've already had stuff. We'll start with Tesla, Calf, Falcon, I guessed, Alf Stewart. Yep. These are all in. Half
Abalone.
An avocado.
Yep.
A lot of repeat letters. I'm thinking A's and F's.
Yep.
Now, on the socials, on Facebook, Jason Borg reckons that you, Tom,
yep.
He reckons Tom wants to take a stash of pornos. Can you bring a stash of pornos, Tom?
We can't bring a stash of pornos.
You're gutted. And Craig also agrees with porn books.
Yeah. Okay, he can't. No.
What about auto fellatio porn books?
Auto fellatio porn.
Pretty graphic for 740, but yeah, it's all part of the game. It's all part of a game.
No.
What? I can't bring auto flight ship.
Okay, stop saying it.
Okay. I just want to bring the books.
Look, we'll go through a few more answers. We may just have a little issue, but we'll go to Andy
first.
Oh,
your rule has stuffed up. Your rule stuffs up, Tom. You've ruined it for everyone. And your head is on the chopping block.
Hey, Andy, how you doing?
Good, mate. Self?
Yeah, good, mate. Good.
Tom, this is classic Tom. Andy, he's crumbling now, but what's your guess, Andy?
Oh, mate, it's over VB. Appellative VB.
Sorry, it's important the wording here. So,
appellative VB.
A pellet of, that's big. That's like 10 slabs.
You can't come.
Okay.
You can't come.
Is that because of the alcohol or because of the guests?
Because of the guests. Hey, Michael, how you doing?
Prefer to Bridge Road Brewers beer.
Good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, buddy. We're going to the moon. What do you want to bring?
I'm going to the moon. I'm going to bring a scarf.
A scarf.
You can't come.
Oh, my God, Tom. Your rule, I reckon, is
hang on, just... a scarf or a scarve?
Well, you already said calf and carve. So surely, if they're both in, then scarf and scarve is in.
Yeah, yeah, true. No, they're not true.
So, hey, so scarf is in?
Scarf isn't in.
Is a scarf in, which doesn't exist? Or scarves?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah. Hey, Tony. How you doing?
Good, yourself?
Good. I just have to tell you one little thing, Tony.
Oh,
Tony.
Belly, you hearing this?
Everything has been correct, all right, up until this point. There's only two answers that we need to omit from the game, okay?
So you've allowed two answers in that are wrong.
We've allowed two answers in that are wrong.
You suck. Look, you're the worst camp leader ever.
It could ruin it, Tony, but don't worry.
I'll take a punt.
Oh, yeah, you go first then. Go on.
I'm going to the moon and I'm going to bring a palm tree.
You can come.
Brilliant.
Okay, well, that's clarifying, but it just clarifies that you're an idiot, Tom, and you can't set rules.
Ollie, look, all I need to say is that we're just going to omit the answers Tesla and Tesla power bank. We're just going to omit those.
The whole game was founded on the word Tesla.
Yeah, I know that, but we're just going to omit Tesla and Tesla power bank. Every other answer.
You idiot. You don't know how to read or like identify the letter F. Is that what this is? You thought there was an F in Tesla?
No! It's not F. It's got nothing to do with F. Hey, Kerry.
Oh, hi. How you going?
Good, mate. So just omit the answers Tesla and Tesla power bank, and the game's still going well.
Okay. I want to go to the moon and take a kettle.
A kettle? You can't come.
Oh, come on.
I know.
The game's ridiculous.
This game, isn't it shit, Kerry? Now, Tony said palm trees.
Yeah, palm trees can come.
This is really crossing over to annoying territory.
I know. I'm only going to cut off this game when I reckon everyone's got it.
Can I have a guess?
Yeah.
Balls.
You can come.
Just because you like balls, Tom?
And signal. I'm going to bring a signal. And that can come as well. Hey, Bronwyn.
Hi, how are you?
Good, mate. What are you going to bring?
I'm going to go to the moon and I'm going to bring a false alarm.
A what?
A false alarm.
Oh, you can come.
Thanks.
Do you reckon you know what it is, Bronwyn?
I do.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Same.
Yeah.
I don't know it.
You don't know it?
I can guess.
Well, let's do a couple.
I think there's two letters that are required.
Hey, Darren.
Hey, how you going?
Oh, good, mate. You really want to come to this moon, don't you?
I'm coming to the moon and I'm bringing all good fun.
All good fun.
Yeah, you can come.
He's in.
You can come.
Tom likes that.
You reckon you know what it is, Darren?
I'm on to it.
Okay.
This is where the part of the game where it really peters out.
Yeah, I know. Hey, Bernard.
Hey, how are you?
Or is it Bernard?
Yes, it's both.
Oh, cool. What are you going to bring?
An albino.
An albino. Yes, you can come.
Good.
Don't mind that, Tom. Don't mind an albino.
Hey, Jack.
Albino. False alarm.
False alarm. Oh, Jack.
Jack's trying to work it out. Jack.
Yeah, sorry, mate.
What are you going to bring?
Can I bring Neil Armstrong?
Neil Armstrong. No. Yeah. No, you can't
come.
Oh,
okay.
Get up to Daniel Rundle.
What?
No, you can't come, Jack. Sorry.
I don't know what
you
he
get
said.
One guess.
Hey, Viv.
Hi.
What are you going to bring?
I'm not a hippie, but I'm going to bring some alfalfa.
You can come.
Cool.
Should Okay, should we just take the rest of these calls and then reveal, or what do we want to do here, Ollie? Because usually the game ends with everyone.
Everyone knows.
Everyone has to know.
It's a big circle. It's like a school group. And one poor kid who's a bit dumb doesn't get it.
Let's just find out. Mark, do you reckon you know it?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, what are you going to bring first?
Alfredo.
Yeah, okay. Pasta. Yeah, you can come.
Can I bring salami?
Yeah, you can come.
You love salami, Tom.
Oh, no, I don't. All right. Mark, would you like to reveal, Belle, actually, our producer Belle, let's get her on first. Producer Belle, how you doing, mate?
She's been loving this.
Well, I'm okay. I'm stressed.
Do you know what the answer is, Producer Belle? Don't say it. Do you reckon you know it?
Well, then, yeah, I do.
Well, what are you going to bring to the moon?
What's the rule?
I'm going to bring my friend Allison.
Great. What's the rule, Belle?
No, let's ask Mark.
Oh, for God's sake, we're dragging it out now.
Mark, what do you reckon?
It has to have the letters A and L next to each other.
Oh, my God! Oh.
That was a half an hour build up for a missed sound effect, Tom.
Oh, it's good.
What?
Feels good, doesn't it, Mark?
Absolutely.
Al, what do you reckon? Does that feel good?
Not really.
Nah, okay, yeah.
Pretty shit.
Damien, you happy about that?
Yeah, mate, yep.
Yep, cool.
Yeah, people loving it, Tom. You really brought the mood up on a Wednesday night.
Oh, shut up, mate.
What a waste of time.
You said it was brilliant.
It was brilliant at the start. Then it really went downhill quickly.
It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Don't tell anyone, though. Good times. What's my age again? Blink-182, Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Oh, just reeling from a great game of I'm going to the moon and I'm going to bring. If you just missed it. Oh, God.
A couple of corrections involved, though, weren't they? Midway through the game. Oh, sorry, guys. I've cocked up.
We were looking for words that had the letters AL consecutively. AL, like balloon and Alf Stewart and Falcon. Like Tesla.
Not all good news, though, Tom.
What are you talking about?
Brutal feedback coming through on the Facebooks. Tom and Ollie.
Yep.
Well, Karen just said, but you wouldn't let him bring a pallet of VB.
Ah, yeah.
Which is, it's actually a pallet of VB. So there is, the code was AL words.
Yeah, okay.
So pallet of VB and just a good guy bringing a pallet of VB.
Yeah, true.
Grayson says, come on, that game was poo. And Matt Woods,
come on.
In no uncertain terms, says, effin' shite game, can it, or I'm changing stations. So that's hard to confuse that message there. Glenn said, hurry up and sod off to the moon. Too many beers to be cryptic. So no one messaged in saying, that was awesome, guys. Keep it up. We want to hear it again next week.
We did say that we were going to make it a benchmark, though, didn't we?
Yeah. Midway through the game, we're like, this is great. Everyone's calling. And then we're like, yeah, but they also are hating listening. So work it out.
Could have bought a feral cat, though.
True. You wouldn't.
Or chalk, or don't say this one, a halal snack pack. You know, people.
Yeah, it's controversial.
Wow. Yeah.
Sydney, particularly.
Is it? Why Sydney?
Oh, I don't know. I think Western Sydney, they're very halal snack
pack. We're supposed to be national. We're supposed to know this shit.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you know, be careful.
Could have been a bald man. Tom and Ollie
on Triple M. 1, 2, 3, 4. It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Ollie, remember how we were talking about misjudged distances about an hour ago?
Yeah, because I got my pool distance wrong, and it turns out I've swum 1.5k, not 750 metres, which is an awesome result for me, so thank you. It's like being Usain Bolt and going, oh, I was running 200 metres by accident.
Oh, that's weird. Why did they play the game?
Why did you bring it up, Tom?
News. Warren tweeted in. He said, because we were asking for misjudged distances, Warren said, wife crashed the car while parking. Blame me for lying to her about how long 8 inches is.
She's never seen 8 inches before, has she? It's pretty funny.
Nah.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Here's what I want to do now. 133353. I want to know, is the Bible the truth? Is the Bible the truth?
Are we talking Old Testament, New Testament?
Don't know.
Middle Testament?
Don't know.
Back
enough,
Testament?
Don't know enough about it. If you want to even convince us that the Bible's true, give us a call. 133353.
So what's the question? Is the Bible true? What you're asking is people who quite fundamentally believe in the Bible and therefore Christianity.
Mm. Really. Give us a call. Yeah.
How about the Quran? Let's take all faiths, Tom. Stop being racist.
I just don't know enough.
Do you believe in the Quran?
Well, I just don't know enough about the other books.
So you've got a bit of ammo for the Bible, but not for Quran.
No, it's not ammo. I just want to know if you reckon the Bible is true. I want to talk to you. There's a reason why I'm next. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Oh, fitting. It's the end of the world as we know it. REM, Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Now, Ollie, you and I, we're not very religious men, are we?
Not very religious, Tom. No, we're not.
What, actually, are you, what do you call yourself? Atheist, agnostic, Catholic?
Yeah, pretty nothing. Pretty atheist, I think.
I think same.
Mum's Buddhist, and I don't mind a bit of the Buddhist stuff, but I don't follow it.
Well, I have recently been reading Dan Brown's new book, Origin.
Oh, great. How's that going?
The fifth installment in the Robert Langdon
series. Getting dumber every day?
Excuse me. It's a great story. It's a thriller, and it's a science fiction thriller. And I'm loving all the text.
How's Robert Langdon?
Same as
What's
he ever
up to?
Was.
Saving the world with a
Same
hot chick?
As he ever was. Same as he ever was.
Talking heads.
Basically, in this new book, of course, because it's Dan Brown, he likes to involve religion and symbols and all that kind of stuff.
As a crutch. Yep.
In this book, shut up. The plot revolves kind of around old day with a lot of people believing in religion.
Yeah.
To new day where there's not really a whole bunch of people who believe in, you know, a religion or who practice a religion.
Crazy. It's like real life.
Shut up.
But it is. So what you're asking is, you're talking about Bible stuff and whether people believe that fundamentally.
Yeah. And like there's more and more people that don't have religion, that don't identify as having a religion. And so I want to know from people, because in my circle of friends, certainly, there's not a lot of people who have a religion. Yeah. So I want to know from people on 133353 who have a religion, but maybe to the extreme that they believe in the Bible. Because there's a lot of science out there to say that the Bible's just a story. It was just written.
Yep. Now, you said just the Bible. You've proven your inherent whiteness, you Anglo-Saxon man. Another one on radio. Well, great. What about our...
am a homosexual, so that'll count for something.
That's token though, isn't it?
Oh, great.
For Triple M.
Oh, great.
What about our Jewish brothers with the Torah or our Muslim sisters with the Quran? You don't want to take those calls?
I just don't know enough about it.
Racist.
Jesus Christ. I can't say Jesus Christ either,
Oh, God, what have you done?
I've taken the name, Lord's name in vain, and I've done this. So, 133353, is the Bible true?
Honestly, though.
Maybe convince me.
The Old Testament of the Bible. So, the Bible's in two halves. Okay. Old Testament is basically the Hebrew, the Jewish Bible.
Okay.
So, it's pretty much the same thing. If that's wrong, I'm sorry.
Well, Steve on 133353, what do you reckon? Is the Bible true?
Is the Bible true? Well, I don't think all those stories could be true, you know, some old fella with a beard turning water into wine and all that type of gear.
Yeah.
I just think it was I'd dare say it's a bunch of stories made up back in the time to keep society in order.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pretty logical.
You've been reading Sapiens.
No, mate, look, I'm a Catholic kid that was brought up as a Catholic, but you got to look at it realistically, you know. Yeah. Well, seriously, if some bloke was making water in a wine, we want to know that trick because we could make a fortune there, couldn't we?
Yeah.
Are you practicing any religion, Steve, or identify?
No, well, I'll identify as a Catholic.
Yeah.
And that's about it, mate. You know,
do you go?
I used to go to church because my parents made me go, and then life takes over, and you got to do your own thing.
Do you go to church these days?
No.
Did you get married? Have you been married?
Yeah, been married. We got married at the registry office, mate, so no churches there or anything like that.
Yeah, okay. Interesting. Yeah. Well, thanks for getting involved, Steve. DJ, 133353, what do you reckon about this? Is the Bible the truth?
Honestly, I think it's just stories that have been written to appease the people of the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the Old Testament was basically rewritten into the New Testament, and they changed a lot of it. So back in the Old Testament, there was things like men laying with other men, but in the New Testament that doesn't exist, hence why the whole marriage equality thing was a massive thing. I just think it gets changed to fit the people and the need of the time for something for people that aren't strong of character to believe in that gives them hope.
Well, thanks for your thoughts, DJ and Steve there, Ollie. I feel like reflect probably more our point of view. Which is not the people.
I would say the masses, Tom. I would say almost everyone.
Yes, exactly. Which I think we don't want to hear from. No. We don't want to hear from you guys if that's your point of view. I want to hear on 133353 if you have a different point of view. I want to give the talking stick to someone who believes that the Bible is true.
You're on a real school camp vibe today, tonight, aren't
I
you?
Really?
The talking stick, the conscience for you.
I've been to school camp.
What's that boy's name?
I've definitely been to camp. Am I right?
That's on the Bible.
Oh, God. Don't talk about that right now. 133353. Is the Bible the truth? Is this what you believe? Give us a call. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Turn this one up, I reckon. Song 2, Blur, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. We'll jump into the pondering pond soon for Deep Thought of the Week. You could almost say that this could be Deep Thought of the Week, Ollie, as we crack into the Bible.
Let's skip it.
We find out... Oh, shut up. We find out once and for all whether the Bible is true.
Yeah, definitely, man. We'll find out once and for all when we hear from average Joes who have the same opinion as most people do.
Well, that's not what we want. We don't want you to have, you know, a similar opinion to the masses. But maybe in your circles...
You want to hear from someone who bloody believes... Oh, no, my headphones are tangled.
All right.
You want to hear from someone who believes in the Bible, fundamentally, thoroughly, conclusively. And by the way, that character in Lord of the Flies is Piggy. Thank you, Steve, for messaging in.
133353. Good evening, Mark.
G'day, guys. Listen, I know you want to speak to a believer. I'm not, but I just want to give you another perspective, okay?
Okay, cool.
Australia's a little over 200 years old, and the Bible was actually written by Constantinople in 600 AD. So there's a lot of water that went under the bridge when those stories are supposed to have been set. So my view is that, most of it's fable.
Yep.
Cool.
Yep, pretty much.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks, mate. 133353. Don't call up with any of those types of opinions. It's
Bell.
Our producer.
We don't want to hear from anyone else who just thinks the same as everyone else.
Okay? We don't want to think that.
Don't make me say the words, pack up your
she's
desk. Don't make me say the words, pack up your desk.
She's annoyed.
Who are you pointing at?
Go to Sam, please.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll go to Sam on 133353. Hey, Sam.
Hey, how you going?
You're a true believer of the Bible?
I am.
Oh, yeah. Finally. Someone believes, finally.
I've been a Christian my whole life, and I believe the Bible's true.
Cool. Bit of backstory. How old are you?
I'm 32.
What do you do for a quid, Sam?
For a quid?
Yeah.
Oh, currently I'm an Uber driver, actually.
Oh, cool. How's that going?
Going good. Yeah, good.
Small chat.
Cruising the streets of Melbourne.
I'm just trying to figure out, you know, where Sam is in life, Ollie. I want to figure this out. Yep. You know what I mean? So, Sam,
figure the biggest question of all out tonight on Triple M at 8:15. We're going to figure it out together. Sam, I'm guessing your family's religious.
Grew up in a Christian home. Yep.
Yeah. And which branch of Christianity do you follow?
Pentecostal, but yeah, just Christian, believe in Jesus, believe in the Bible, all those things. So,
have you read the Old Testament and New Testament?
I have. I've read everything. I've read the Bible probably a few times, actually.
Was that part of like a church class?
No. Oh, yeah. Obviously, we have Bible studies where we study the Bible, but just because I want to know the Bible inside and out, mm-hmm. or as good as I can. So, yeah, just have a read. But, I think there's a lot of people, a lot of scholars and a lot of people who have spent many, many, many sort of studying the Bible and going into the depths of, you know, how it was written and all those. And I think there's enough evidence to suggest that it is true. I mean, you even just got to look at the fact that, you know, we've got Easter, Christmas. We wouldn't have any of them if it wasn't for the Bible and Jesus. Even time, you know, it's like 2018. That represents 2018 years after Jesus, and I think there's a lot of evidence that points towards it being true.
How about so those types of things that you mentioned there are all, you know, Christian holidays and traditions that we've grown up with. However, how about things like turning water into wine? Or believing that
the miracles
that Noah built an ark and two of every animal went on there. You believe in that?
Yeah, I do. I think like turning water into wine and that kind of thing. There's the whole thing with the Bible is that there was so many witnesses. Like it wasn't just one bloke making up these stories. It was so many different people writing the stories or the accounts of the same thing. So if it was one person saying, you know, Jesus did this, then I suppose, you know, we might be able to question it. But when there's 4, 5, 6, 7, and then in the case of Jesus and people seeing him alive after he was resurrected from the dead and those things, we're talking about hundreds of accounts in those cases where, Jesus has been witnessed as... doing these miracles.
Sam, there's a lot of writers on Game of Thrones. I'm kidding, mate. Thank you very much for your thoughts there, Sam. Mark, what do you reckon about the Bible?
Oh, g'day. I think it's true. And similar to what the other guy was saying, I mean, there are so many historical writings about people who've actually died close to Jesus' time because they wouldn't deny that he existed. Like, they were given the opportunity, look, you know, deny that you believe that Jesus Christ lived and, you know, we'll set you free or we'll let you continue living. And they said, well, no. You know, there's movies like Ben-Hur, Gladiator, and all those other movies. I mean, I can't remember all of them, but, like, any movie that's got, like, Kirk Douglas in it usually tend to, like, retell those stories where people actually gave up their lives because they wouldn't deny that Jesus Christ existed.
And I think it's pretty well known, Mark, that Jesus, a guy called Jesus, would have existed, but it's probably the miracles that are the more harder stuff to believe.
Thank you very much, Mark. 133353. We're getting deep here, Ollie. We're getting deep into religion. Oh,
we're solving it.
One of man's biggest questions.
I reckon we're halfway there to solving it, Tom. And it's all thanks to you bringing it up, having read Da Vinci Code.
No, Origin, Dan Brown.
Sorry, other one.
Well, we're definitely halfway there because we've got an ad break to go do soon. 133353. Is the Bible the truth? Tom and Ollie, Triple M. The Rolling Stones. Bitch. You have to say it like that.
Yeah.
That's the way it was intended.
That's Mick Jagger.
Tom and Ollie, Triple M, not far till we jump in that pondering pond and get our deep thought of the week out of the
way. Bit late this week, Tom. Normally, deep thought of the week's been done by now.
Oh, well, we're doing our own deep thought right now, Ollie, on 133353. Don't adjust your dial. It's not Christian FM. We're talking, is the Bible the truth?
Witchy.
You can always get in touch via Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at Tom and Ollie. Let's jump on to Mo, though. Hey, Mo, how you doing?
Good, guys. So the thing is, so with Islam, I know that you guys have professed to not know a lot, but yeah. I've got an answer to your question as well that blew my mind when I first heard it.
Okay, brilliant.
And also, I work in virtual reality, so in terms of creating religion and creating spaces, it's amazing, and I can explain that to you as well.
What a collision.
So, Mo, you practice as a Muslim?
I do. My full name is Muhammad. So I just say Mo because it's easier to spell. But other than that, so essentially with Islam, what most people don't realize is we're 90% Christians.
Yeah.
So we follow all the same prophets, all the same people. We love Jesus. We just don't think he was the Son of God.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
You don't think he's the Son of God? Man, curse you.
No. Yeah, darn it. Yeah, no. None of that.
He's the best.
Well, he is. He's one of the best. For us, there's 12 prophets.
Okay.
And Muhammad's the last one that came.
Yeah.
So for us, the reason why the prophet Muhammad is so important is because he was the last messenger before Armageddon. Christians are technically waiting for the next prophet. Now we believe he already came. That's the only difference.
Yeah. Now, Muhammad came around 600 AD, is that right?
I believe so, yes, from what I'm remembering.
And that's when that's when the Quran was kind of wrapped up and written.
Yeah, so now with the Quran, most of the allegories and Bible stories in there are exactly the same as the Bible. Mm. That's all.
And so
it's not that much of an extension. The only thing with the Quran is it's written in prose. So because it's written in poetry style, you can't rewrite the word of God, so to speak.
Okay, and so, Mo, the stories or parables that you're saying are in the Quran, do you reckon they're all true?
This is the answer I'm going to give you that I got at Sunday school from our scholar.
Hang on, brilliant. We need a drone. Oh. Here we go. Oh, hang
on. No. This answer blew my mind because when I asked him, is the Quran the truth?
Yeah.
First thing he said to me was, that question's too simple.
Amazing. Wow.
Right?
Give that guy a pay rise.
Yeah, right? If he got paid, it's all volunteerism. Amazing.
Sure, so come on, mate. I'm pretty sure the churches get a lot of money.
That's between them and God.
All right.
Let's not go there.
Tax-free money as well.
Dear gosh. So the reason why the question's too simple is because, first of all, what is truth? When you talk about perception and psychology and the way the brain works, if two people see the same car accident, they will both independently report a completely different scenario to police.
Did Moses part the waters, Mo?
We don't know.
Okay.
Big cop out for Mo.
Thank you very much for your thoughts on this one. 133353. We're trying to delve deep into the Bible, find out whether it's true tonight. Mm. And Ollie, you and I aren't religious men. We're both atheists, and we just want a different perspective on the world.
Haven't been touched by God yet. Waiting to be touched.
Oh. Ben.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Pastor Ben, how are you?
Good, mate. Good. How are you doing tonight?
It's very interesting.
Tom's very naive, Ben, and Tom is not a deep thinker normally. So this stuff is blowing him away. I myself went to a school that did teach religion, and so for me, this stuff is not new.
Sorry, the biggest thing that I learned was that in The Matrix, Neo, you rearrange the letters, that's one, and there's a character called Trinity, and The Matrix is basically about the Holy Trinity. How about that?
That was 3 years of film and TV to learn that, wasn't it? Ben, you're the pastor. Tell us. I mean, is it as simple as asking the question, is the Bible true, or is it not that simple?
In one level, it is that simple to ask if the Bible's true. And it's one of those things that there's a lot of facts in the Bible that historically we can see from history are backed up.
Yeah. So the simple answer is yes, it's true.
The simple answer is yes, it's true. The deeper question that you have to ask then is, what do you mean by that? Because are you talking about scientific truth? Or are you talking about courtroom truth? Or are you talking about forensic truth? Because we have different ways of talking about truth in our world.
Well, Ben, I want to know, like, do you reckon that Noah had an ark, or that Jesus turned water into wine, or that he walked on water, or Moses parted the waters, that kind of stuff? Is that real? Did that happen?
Well, if I believe that there's a God who created everything just by speaking, is it too hard for me to believe that he could do miracles like that?
But then why can't we turn water into wine now?
Because we're not God.
Okay.
Ah, yeah.
I think that's quite reasonable.
Okay.
But it's one of those things that the Bible conveys the truth.
Yeah.
It teaches us the truth about God. It doesn't necessarily give us a scientific manual on how everything was done. So you're not going to look at there and go, oh, Jesus turned water to wine. Oh, that's how we do it. We just... you know, get someone to pour some water into some big jars and tell the right person, and all of a sudden, bang, it's wine. That's not how it works, in the same way that you can't just take what it says in the Old Testament and go, oh, clearly that's scientifically how people did it, how God did it. You know, people try and argue God made the world in 7 days. Some Christians say he did. Some say he's talking about seven eras or ages. So there's arguments about that amongst Christians, because what's important is that the Bible says he did it. Yep. And that he did it without opposition from other gods, that there weren't any other real gods around.
Quick wrap up, Ben. Quick.
Yeah, so the Bible is true,
but
you've got to think about it in terms of what's it trying to tell you.
Deep Thought of the Week.
And a great segue, Ben, into the Pondering Pond, where we'll jump into next for Deep Thought of the Week. Thank you very much for your thoughts, Ben.
No worries.
I think we solved it, Ollie.
Oh, mate, we solved the whole world just then. Well done, everyone. Pat in the back.
Have you got a deep thought? Give us a call, 133353. Tom and Ollie, Triple M.
Juvenile talkback for grown-ups.
Well, I've just spoken to an idiot.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
It's that time of the week, Ollie.
Deep Thought of the Week.
People's brains are hurting, man. Give them a break. Don't shush me.
Reiki.
Don't give me your Reiki bullshit either.
Guys.
Welcome. You go, Tom. You keep talking. It's been a lot of years, but you keep talking.
Welcome to the Pondering Pond. It's simple. All you have to do is call up with a deep thought. We'll take a couple from last week. Take a listen.
If you clean the vacuum cleaner, does that make you the vacuum cleaner?
Oof.
What can you see now that has never been on a truck?
Deep Thought of the Week.
They were good. They were really good.
They were really good. So it's easy. You just give us a call on 133353. And you call and you tell us your deep thought of the week. Deep thought of the week.
I have one, Tom.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, thank you for making dinner for us. You made us a chicken stir fry.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But my deep thought is this.
Yeah.
If you make a chicken stir fry that tastes like cardboard, are you still a chef? Or are you just a hack?
It's really mean, mate. Get out of the pond.
It's the worst dinner I've ever had, seriously. And you admitted it. It was pretty bad.
Just get out.
No flavour. Added soy sauce, just tastes like salt.
You're not allowed in the Pondering Pond this week.
Don't want to be here.
133353. Give us a call with your deep thought of the week. What do you want to let out of your head, Tom and Ollie, Triple M? You're looking at him. He's the man, the killers, Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Who are you referring to there?
Me.
No one's looking at you except me. And even I'm not looking at you sometimes. Look at my phone, usually.
Watching Hamish and Andy vids, are you?
Yeah. God, they're fun.
I know. Naughty After Nine isn't far away. We'll jump in there and find out if animals are
Oh, incestuous animals. After that chat about the Bible and Noah's Ark, I want to get to the bottom of this. Are animals doing it and then their kids are doing it? Because that's incest to me. I'm no scientist, but okay. That's what I think.
All right, okay, okay.
Deep thought of the week.
Take a deep breath out, guys. It's midweek. Deep thought of the week is here just to calm your farm.
I feel like I've done nothing for 20 minutes.
It's because how many ideas did you come into for today's show?
No, it's because
you had one idea and I had seven because I'm a winner.
Deep thought of the week.
Well, for one, yesterday was the reverse of that. You had nothing and I had seven.
Not true. I had four.
None of them get in the show, though, because they're just shit. But the point is that the last 20 minutes has been just people talking to us.
That's what happens in this show. Have you just cracked that?
Nah, but usually we say something of substance.
Deep thought of the week, guys. You give us a call with your deep thoughts. By the way, you're banned from the Pondering Pond.
Here's a deep thought.
Oh, yeah.
Could anyone just do the job we're doing right now?
Deep thought of the week.
Welcome to the Pondering Pond, Chris.
Hey, how are you?
Good, Chris.
Good, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm
great,
good.
Great.
Getting the pace, Chris, I get it. It's good.
Good stuff.
Mate, what's your deep thought? Give us it.
Okay, so basically, a long time ago when I was watching The Lion King, that line, "Look beyond what you see," well, it got me thinking about space because I've always been kind of intrigued by, I guess, astronomy.
Yep.
So my thought is space is constantly expanding, but what is beyond that? What is it expanding into?
Deep thought of the week.
All right, get out, Chris. That was great. That was awesome. Thanks, Chris.
I've got nothing. I've got nothing to add.
I know you don't. Your brain is dead today.
No, it's just like I've just sat here for 20 minutes, like half an hour now, doing nothing.
Well, do anything.
Oh, well, sure. But you keep telling me to shush and slow down. Aaron, what's your deep thought?
Yeah, mate. I was just thinking just then, do crabs think fish can fly?
Good.
Deep thought of the week.
Not the crabs that Tom has, but the crabs in the water, definitely, Aaron. How are they still eating Tom?
It was one time. Yeah, it was one time, and it was from dancing with my top off.
I had to wash myself because I touched you once.
No, because you slept in my bed when I wasn't there, you sicko.
Well, there you go. Just trying to get closer to me. Must have been desperate for a bed.
Aaron, grab yourself a protein ball on the way out. Hey, Daniel.
How's it going, boys?
Are you sleepy?
Yeah, pretty sleepy. My deep thought is, why do we use toothpaste that 4 out of 5 dentists recommend when dentists make money off people with bad teeth?
Oh, man.
Deep thought of the week.
Hey, if that's not a conspiracy, then I don't know what is.
Daniel, can I one-up you here? And this is coming directly from my housemate this morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know how it's called toothpaste?
Yeah.
Surely it should be called teeth paste.
This will be shit.
Only if you have more than one tooth.
And don't most of us have more than one tooth?
Well, deep I know there would be.
Thought of the week.
Don't talk over the stab, mate.
Some comedians don't. Good, Daniel.
Did you hear that, Ollie, that I just said?
Yeah. Well, one, it was your housemates, and two, it wasn't that good. Toothpaste? Potato, whatever, man.
You are being stroppy tonight. But I don't know why. It's like you're me.
It's like I'm a passenger. I'm just a passenger.
That's most of my nights on this show.
It's shit being you, isn't it? There's so many levels of your life that are just not good that I have to. I realize again and again. How do you do it, man? You're just a passenger. You just float through. Respect to you. Look, Stu, what's your deep thought?
Yeah, picture this, mate. A gingerbread man sits inside a gingerbread house. Is the house made of his flesh, or is he made out of the house?
Yeah. That's good.
Deep thought of the week.
That's morbid.
Thanks, Stu.
That's like Lady Gaga's dress. The meat dress.
Okay.
On brand.
You were worried you didn't have much to say, and you said that out of everything.
Okay. Whatever.
Give us a call, 133353. We want you in the Pondering Pond for your deep thought of the week.
Can we cut it? Can we move on?
Oh, producer Belle.
We've been doing half an hour of just slow chat. Belle, what do you think?
We've got good ones.
All right. All right.
We love Deep Thought of the Week. All right. What's wrong with you?
I'm just getting a bit antsy. We've just been doing like real slow stuff for so long.
Can we get him a chamomile tea or something?
I was going to say, do you want a cuppa?
Give me a Bubble O'Bill.
No.
1-3-3-5-3. Your deep thought. Jump in the pondering pond. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. You give love a bad name. Bon Jovi. Yeah, rocking out on Triple M. Tom and Ollie. And of course, it's a Wednesday night, which means...
Deep Thought of the Week.
We are unfortunately bound to this one. Deep Thought of the Week. Couldn't avoid it.
Shut the hell
despite
up.
Despite having done half an hour of Bible chat.
What benchmark have you brought to the show, Ollie?
Look, all
because I've brought this one, this regular.
Spells, mate. That was me.
Oh, was it?
Look, all I'm tapping into here, I have been a bit antsy. I'm just saying... We've done a lot of this slow stuff.
Deep thoughts, bring them into the pondering pond and create yourself a wandering.
I'm not alone though, mate, because on Facebook, Andy has delivered this brutal assessment. He says, tonight's show is shit, guys. Good night. Hopefully tomorrow's show is better.
Deep Thought of the Week.
Told ya.
At least we're making someone feel something.
But as we always say, Tom, to Andy, it's free, buddy. So, free. Good night to you also. Fare thee well, and we'll see you tomorrow for another free radio show.
You know I operate on positive feedback.
What about the time when the guy said that you were, what did he call you? Ryan had a go at you, and then you got really antsy for the rest of the show.
Said I was doing a shit job, and...
You said you were being a bit of a wanker. That's right. Anyway, that's okay. That was a week ago, man. You're far less wanky now.
What do we keep doing? What we're doing?
Yeah, man. Well, we've got Ricky lined up. He's got a thought. Oh. Man, it's one guy. Don't worry about Andy. It's one guy.
Thanks, man. Well, you're annoyed as well, though.
Oh, I'm over it. Yeah, big time.
Hey, Ricky.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Yeah, great.
awesome.
You love it. Loving it, Ricky. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad. Just going to get some dinner. I was in your show, right? I actually remember a post that I went through that I found on Facebook a couple of months ago, and it went something like, do you reckon it's called sand?
Yep.
Because it's between the sea and the land?
Oh, that's all right.
Deep Thought of the Week.
Don't mind. That's pretty deep.
I mean, it's also very, like, grade six, like, oh, land.
Yeah, but I think it's going to keep me singing for the rest of the night.
Yeah, fair enough. Lorne on Facebook got involved, Tom. He said, sorry, I'll bring it down. Lorne said, when you drink alcohol, you are just borrowing happiness from tomorrow. And it's a picture, it's a meme, it's a picture of a dog passed out with beers around him.
Deep Thought of the Week.
Wednesday vibes. Passed out dog.
Hey, James.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Welcome to the Pondering Pond, bro.
So, this morning, with SpaceX launching, does that make Tesla the most polluted car in the world?
Go on.
What do you mean?
Well, it's emitted the most out of any more than any car by launching out with that rocket.
Oh, as in one, the most polluting of one car.
Yep.
Thank you, Tom. My yeps were indicative of a wrong buzzer. Thank you. Great one to end on from James. And I reckon we get up and about with an absolute banger of a track from Nirvana.
Ugh.
But up next, Tom, I've got something to share with you.
Great. You're doing something this hour,
yeah,
eh?
I'm being let off the leash because I've been told to be quiet for the last half an hour. Look, I'll share with you next. It's about music. It's about encores. I'm just not sure what the deal is.
Okay. That's up next. This is Nirvana. Smells Like Teen Spirit. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Have a good time. Smells Like Teen Spirit. Nirvana. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Naughty After Nine isn't far away. Literally, it's like 5 minutes away.
Yeah, don't worry, Andy, with the bad feedback. The show's on the app. We're going to get naughty. We're going to get up and about. It's going to be a bit of fun. Particularly when we discover whether animals are incestuous. Are dogs just grossly bonking their own family members? Because apparently they are.
You can't just say that. There's There's a whole backstory to that, isn't there?
Yeah, there is, but we'll get to it.
Okay.
Tom, before we get to Naughty After Nine, I've just, look, I saw my favorite band of all time play live at Langway Festival. The band is called The War on Drugs, and they're, for me, they're very Bruce Springsteen-esque. They're very old school rock and roll, huge solos, big synths. This is what they're, one of their big tracks, Red Eyes. Have a little listen.
Oh, take me there. Take me there, War on Drugs. Hopefully we're seeing them next week, Ollie.
Yeah.
If we can get out of the show on time.
Wednesday, we've got to get out. But it's all these guys, and after you see a live show, right, I always find myself going onto YouTube and watching live videos and concerts, right, because you just get obsessed, right?
Yeah.
So yesterday I watched a two-hour concert of War on Drugs. I didn't watch, I mean, I had the music on, I was doing other stuff, but I was going back and forth on the phone, checking up on the guys. Anyway, they wrapped up their gig. They're like, this is our last song, whatever. And the video's got like 25 minutes to go, half an hour even. I'm like, oh, well, it's going to be an encore.
Encore.
And so, obviously the band says goodbye, people wave, oh, you know, they're going, oh, what? Oh, no, they're back, no, they're back. Which, to me, is a well-known thing. Bands always do it. But it occurred to me, is it's this strange charade that we all have, and bands have, and as an audience we have. Why does an encore even exist? Why do they do this fake goodbye? What is the point?
It's because they're going, that's enough from us. And then there was one guy back in the day who's like, I'm going to surprise you with a great track.
Well, that must have been it. There must have been a real, genuine encore that wasn't planned where he's like, that someone's gone, stuff it, I'm going back out.
Imagine the time back in the day when you go, oh, God, what a great performance.
Yep, band's
weird
done.
Weird that they didn't do their biggest song, but that's all right. We'll see you later. Oh, my God, they're doing Kason!
He's playing his biggest hit. I thought they were going to play it. But imagine an encore in any other scenario, any other job.
Okay.
If you just pulled out an encore, like, there's no reason for it. It's only with bands that it makes sense. And even
it's
then,
like,
it's
like, oh, here's your coffee, sir. Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, it's a three-quarter, and you asked for a full. You asked for a full one. Here's another one. What were you going to do?
I was going to say, and here's a second coffee.
But you didn't order it, but here it is, a bonus.
Yeah.
It'd be like us going, all right, well, that's the end of the segment, guys. Naughty After Nine up next. We'll see you pretty soon, but don't go anywhere. This is Scott Darlow. Sorry.
That's pretty funny. That would be good.
No, you've got to play the song, mate.
Oh, there was, okay. There was more in it, but yeah, okay.
Well, that's your job. You're the anchor.
True. Well, Naughty Up Naughty After Nine up next. This is Scott Darlow.
Scott, right? Yeah. Nah, just kidding, guys.
Oh, we're back!
It's
going
on. We're back with it. Another little bit. We're going to keep chatting for another 30 seconds because we know you love it.
It'd be like building a house and then building a second house for you.
No, I've thought about this. It's okay. Like a tradie building your house for you, going, well, all right, see you guys. Built the house. Thank you. Yep, thank you very much. All said and done. I'm heading off. I'm back. I'm going to build you a shed.
April 133353, you've got an encore fun fact.
Elvis Presley never did an encore.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Never,
too cool.
Ever.
Was he too cool?
He just didn't need to, did he?
I think that's, and that kind of is my point, is that we don't really need encores. If you are just going to play for your 2 hours or whatever your slot is, just play the 2 hours. Don't do the charade.
He used to perform and then he would go off and the crowd would be screaming and they'd go, Elvis has left the building. So he never did it.
Amazing. Well, this is War on Drugs. Red Eyes, play it out, Tom. And then we'll get naughty and we'll go for real and then we'll come back in about 5 minutes.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.